Guyana in South America. They say they've been cut off from their children, and that the leader, the Reverend Jim Jones of People's Temple, has turned Jonestown into a concentration camp. Temple members say that simply isn't true. They're vicious lies.
Safety of our relatives in Guyana. All of us here have relatives, children or family down there. They've been isolated and estranged from us, and we're concerned about their safety and their welfare.
The charges that have been made against our organization is really just an effort to spread vicious lies to discredit Reverend Jones and the church.
The parents have sent a petition to Secretary of State Cyrus Vance. They want him to look into the matter. Still to come, a little town that's growing.
Federal building here, which they did. They had a handful of people. We had found out about it and had time to let some people know, but we still had close to, well, I guess we had about 150, over 150 people there. Not only relatives but that are members of the church, but also relatives who are not members came. Mm-hmm. What they did was they had this gate, you know, it's a big fence with barbed wire at the top, and they put a picture of Prime Minister Burnham behind it, and it was actually a ridicule situation that they were implying. They were calling our project a concentration camp, and they were carrying signs saying, "Wake up, Guyana," and saying our relatives are being kept prisoners there. But they had this picture, the big poster of Prime Minister Burnham behind this fence. Mm-hmm. And then they put a couple of children who should have been in school behind the fence, implying that Burnham was directly, you know, involved with this alleged concentration camp situation.
Did anything come out in the papers or anything?
No.
Do you have any pictures of them?
We have pictures of that, yes.
I'd like to send some of that down.
Yeah. This really upset us, and it was ironic because at the very same time this demonstration, this little piddly demonstration of theirs was happening, Cyrus Vance was on the project. In Jonestown.
Is that right?
Yeah. And Jim met with him personally, and Mr. Vance agrees that there is a concerted effort to discredit the organization, mm-hmm. and cast a negative reflection on Guyana. And he was concerned about it, and he was there and very impressed. So, plus at the same time, the State Department had issued a paper, which we can also forward to you, saying that they have been down there, they have talked with the people in question, and no one is being held against their will. And if anyone has any further questions, they periodically go out to the project, and that they have any further questions to contact the State Department, and they can follow up and talk with the individual in question privately, mm-hmm. which is what they have already done and said it is, mm-hmm. you know, people are healthy and they're doing what they want to do. So we'll probably have this announced. We're getting it out to the press here, but, you know, we haven't had much luck in getting the press to print our point of view.
Right of it.
Channel 5 did cover it up here.
Uh-huh.
The TV station did cover it. But what they said, they showed Steve Katsaris talking, saying, every one of the people here have relatives over there, which was a blatant lie. There were maybe 20 people there on their side, and out of those 20, I'd say maybe 4 or 5 had relatives there, mm-hmm. if that. The rest were ex-members who have nobody on the project, and whose only reason to demonstrate is to add support to the attempt to discredit. So he stood right there and lied. This educator stood right there and lied right out, saying, Every one of the people here has relatives in Jonestown, which was a lie. But the news media did not cover when we said every one of those 150 plus people have relatives on the project. They did not cover that.
Uh-huh.
It was noticeably biased against a predominantly black group, a black socialist group. It was biased in favor of the little group of mainly light-complected people walking around. We had to walk right next to one another in front of the federal building. But it was noticeably biased against us. And then the man just right out lied.
I'd like to get a picture of that thing, though.
Yeah, we can get it down to you. Also, we have a number of people who have signed in support, you know, in contrast to their little piddly petition in which they had to sign over and over to even fill up several pages. You got a copy of that, right?
Uh-huh.
That's what they delivered to you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we can forward the stuff in writing and this to you, but I did want to let you know that this is what's happening.
Okay, well, appreciate it, Molly.
Found it very upsetting, yeah, say the least.
Whatever you've got, you know, I'd appreciate getting a copy of it.
Okay. Sure, right. We'll do that and we'll forward it on to you. Yeah. How are you doing otherwise? I'm sorry to keep bothering you with...
Doing all right.
But
I've been bothered by I haven't heard from him in just a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh. I don't think he got the support that he thought he was going to get in L.A. I think he tried to have a meeting with some of the people down there and there was just nobody interested. I mean, as far as some of the people who have relatives over there, there was just nobody interested. So, I hope that just dies out, but the fact that Secretary of State Vance was there this week, you know, it kind of blows the whole thing, his whole propaganda thing. I mean, they passed out leaflets saying, which I'll send you one of them too,
okay,
passed out a little thing saying, there were barbed wire fences. Could you tell me how you can put barbed wire fences around a jungle? I mean, barbed wire fences, armed guards. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Plus the overall threat of the mercenary thing that we've been concerned about all along. But we'll pass it on to you, but I do want to let you know that's what happened this week,
okay,
up here, and we're getting the rest of the facts out in our own way. Even if the press won't pick it up, we're still going to be sending it out.
Okay.
Okay, well, take care, and I'll get back if I hear
okay
anything
okay
else.
Okay, Sandy.
Okay,
thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.